What do you preach about on Christmas Sunday morning? You know, that's a real challenge for those of us who are pastors, because you just don't get to do it that often. This is only the fifth time in my ministry when I've preached a Christmas Sunday morning message. It will be 8 years before we get to do this again together. And then another 11 years after that. It's a rare occasion when you get to come together on Christmas Sunday morning to share together in worshiping the Lord. Which means, as a preacher, you really ask that question: so what is it I want to share? What is it I want people to know on this Christmas day that's really important? And this is what I want you to know. Christmas is all about presents. Christmas is all about presents. Today has already been a present day in a lot of your families. Now, Judith made an executive decision at our house: no presents till after church. So all we know is there's all this stuff under the tree, and we don't have a clue what's in there. But a lot of you, our kids, have seen what Santa Claus has brought, and you've exchanged gifts with one another, and you know what's your present. And the question this morning is this: so what's the best kind of present? Well, you know, you'd be tempted to say the best kind of present is when somebody gives you exactly what you wanted. I got exactly what I asked for this Christmas. I heard Max Lucado telling the other day about the gift that he bought for his wife last year. And he said, you know, I bought my wife this gift. It was a beautiful necklace with a pendant. And she said, oh, it's exactly like I wanted. It's exactly the one. I carried you to the jewelry counter, and I had the salesperson show it to you. And I said to the salesman, now that's number 1342, right? And he said, that's right, 1342. Mr. Lucado, do you want to write that down? 1342. And those are good presents. But you know what I think the best kind of present is? I think the best kind of present is that kind you receive on Christmas Day, and it's completely unexpected, and you never even thought about asking for it. But when you open that box and you look at that gift, you recognize this is perfect. And it means that the person who gave it to you knows you very well. And they picked something out carefully. And they brought it to you wrapped just the way they wanted it to be. And it is the perfect gift. The angels came to announce God's present to the world. That's the passage we read together just a few moments ago. Born to you this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, God's present to the earth. But I want us to look together for a little bit about that announcement that the angels made. I'm not going to tell you anything you didn't already know, but it's something we need to remember. The Bible says that as these shepherds were on the hillside, all of a sudden the angel came and he began to say, there's a present. It's been given to the world. It's been given this very night. Good news, great joy to all people. Good news. Good news. And that's a wonderful phrase, because you know what that phrase means, don't you? It means gospel. Gospel. It's the very same word. I have come to bring you the gospel, the good news that God has done something that the world has needed from the very beginning, from the time sin entered into the world. This world has struggled with darkness all around us, but more than that, darkness deep within us. And we've wondered, what can we do to escape the power and the grasp and the destructive influence of sin? And this angel came to say, gospel, gospel, good news. God's at work. He's reaching out to you right in the midst of your lostness. He's reaching out to you in your lostness because he loves you. And because you have been on his mind and you've been in his heart for all of history. And he's been waiting for just that perfect time. And in the fullness of time, good news. good news, and great joy. And I love that word as well, because joy is a very special quality. One of the things that's probably happened this morning, as you have opened presents, as you have experienced some things, you have experienced happiness, and you have experienced pleasure, and you have experienced surprise. But I will guarantee you this, nothing you received underneath that Christmas tree has delivered joy into your life. You know how I know that? Because joy doesn't come from something you can hold on to in your hand. Joy doesn't come from anything external to you. Joy comes only from one place, and it is the presence of the Lord. Where there is true joy, it is because God is there. Great joy, the angel said. Joy like the world has never known. It's that kind of joy that you experienced on the day you received Christ as Savior, and you understood that your life had been changed forever, and you were delivered from darkness into light, and you were delivered from no hope to eternal hope. And once you were lost in sin, and now you have eternal life, and there's great joy. And the angel said to those shepherds, there's a gospel, and it is a gospel of joy, the joy that says God is here. And then he said this, which shall be to all people. That's not the way anybody wrote the script. The way the script had been written was that God was going to send a Messiah, and that Messiah was going to deliver the Jews from all of the things that had bound them throughout all of the ages. And their captivity to Rome at the moment. But it was just for just those few people. And all of a sudden, here comes an angel. And an angel says, all people. All people. I love that. I love the fact that the promise of Jesus coming was a promise that there is not a soul on the face of the earth that God does not love and hunger to save. I always say there are two kinds of people in this world. They're the people God wants to save, and they're the people who are already saved. And those are the only kinds of people there are. I love the way Bill Hybels expresses it. Bill Hybels says, you have never looked into the eyes of a person God doesn't love. You have never shaken hands with a person Jesus didn't die to save. Good news, great joy. All people. So what is this gospel news? Well, that's what he said. He said, born to you this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Born to you this day. Let's look at what the Bible is saying. The Bible is saying, and this present that God gave to the world is absolutely personal. You know, there are gifts and then there are gifts. There are those gifts that you give out, but you give them out to everybody. You know what I mean? I mean, if I stood at the door as you were leaving today and I said, I want you to have a gift, and I had a bucket full of candy canes and I handed everybody a candy cane walking out, you would probably be glad to have it. Maybe not. You know, in our family, we have a tradition. It's been going on all my children's life. Every year in their stocking at Christmas, there's this big candy cane that Santa has left for them. You know, one of those big around, really nice candy canes. And the tradition in our family is that our children open their stockings. They see that Santa gave them a candy cane, and then they hand it to Dad. I think it's a great tradition. But if I gave you one of those, you would think, this is nice. I'm glad he did that. Wasn't that thoughtful? I have to be honest, no candy canes. Don't look for anything on your way out. But if I said, here's a gift, I got it for you. And it was something that was just for you. And nobody else in this room other than you received that gift. You would know, this is personal. He thought about me. This is mine. And the angel said, born to you. Not only did he say, born to you, he said, and this is a very special, very specific gift. I love the way that the angel announced the coming of Jesus. What does it say? It says, born to you this day in the city of David. What is it saying? It's saying this is a concrete gift. It wasn't born to you out in the world, the spirit of happiness and joy. It says born to you this day, right here, right now. We're at in the city of David. That is Bethlehem. Born to you in that place, this very special, very specific gift that came from God himself. And who is it? It's a Savior. He is Christ the Lord. That's the most important thing about Christmas. When I ask myself that question, what do I want to share on Christmas Sunday morning? This is what I want to share. The most important thing about what the angels came to announce was not that a baby had been born in a stable. Listen to this. The most important thing that the angel came to announce was not even that that baby who was being born was the only begotten Son of God, although he was. The most important thing that the angel came to announce was this: born to you in the city of David, a Savior. A Savior. He came, and he came for a purpose. Jesus later would say, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to be a Savior. He came to deliver his people from their sin. Jesus came not so that we could say, look at the baby, not so we could sing infant holy, infant lowly, not so we could sing little town of Bethlehem. He came so that we could celebrate the fact that God sent a Savior. And that Savior who came to save those shepherds from their sins is the same one who is born unto you and you and you. He is your Savior if you trust him. He came to save the world. He came to save people unto you, unto you, unto you, unto you. Your Savior, Christ the Lord. And that's God's present. And then the Bible says that the angel was joined by a multitude of the heavenly host, and they offered their praise, their own present to the Lord. And what was their present? It was their praise, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. You know, we make fun of what we hear from beauty contests and beauty contestants. You know, what do you want more than anything in the world? What are they supposed to say? Peace on earth. Peace on earth. Understand this. When those angels were singing above the Bethlehem hillside, they weren't talking about this vague concept of peace on earth. They were talking about the peace that comes from God when a Savior dwells in the hearts of people who trust him. The peace that doesn't have anything to do with conflict in this world. Some of you may have noticed as you were coming in this morning, the cameraman from Channel 13, if you watch the news tonight, we might be on there. But he came with a very specific question. And his very specific question was, as a Christian church, knowing that ISIS has instructed its followers to attack churches on Christmas Sunday, what are you doing? And we talked a little bit about the ways we are careful as a church, but more than anything, we talked about the fact that we are people of faith and not fear. And when you think about how the Lord sends the right people at the right time at the right place, I was able to answer this man's questions a little while, but then I was able to point to Rich and say, and there's a man who used to live in that part of the world. You need to talk to him, which means I'm probably not going to be on television tonight. But Rich is. So we look forward to that. I encourage you, if you're watching the news, see if First Baptist made it as one of those places where God's people were gathering to worship today. Peace on earth has nothing to do with that kind of conflict. Peace on earth has to do with the fact that God changes hearts and God changes lives. And when people are changed, they are forever different. Because the Bible reminds us that if any man be in Christ, He is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so the angels offered their present to the Lord. And it was a present of praise and celebration. And this morning, as I conclude my message, and as we come toward the conclusion of our worship service, I can't think of any better way than we could close our service than to do the same thing, to offer the Lord our own present, a present of praise. But not to the baby in the manger, to the Savior who came, who was born to die, that he might become the perfect sacrifice and that we might have everlasting life. So this morning, as I close my message, I want us to offer our present of praise to the Lord. I want us to stand together. I want us to sing, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." Will you stand with me? Will you join? Joe, come and lead us.